If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
That's called Text Roulette. What can we help you solve today? Got something going on in your life? Text it in 414-432-1099. We spin the text roulette wheel, and if we land on yours, we're going to share it with the crew here.
Help answer a question for you.
Yeah.
Two.
Number two. This is going to be pretty easy. Right out of the gate here.
Yes. Somebody that sent a text in only a couple seconds ago, likely.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. That's text roulette. And this looks like it comes from a mom or dad. Let me see here. My kids started a lemonade stand on spring break to help our elderly neighbor who recently lost her husband and is undergoing cancer treatments.
Oh, what a kid.
They want to keep it going on nice days, but some neighbors are complaining about traffic and gossiping for us to shut it down. Should I close down to keep the peace in my neighborhood or stand up for my kids and what they're doing for the good?
Who gossips about a kid doing a lemonade stand?
People who don't want...
For a neighbor that is going through cancer treatment?
People...
You need to sell the house and move to a whole new neighborhood is what you need to do.
You can't leave your neighborhood just
because
of that.
Why would you even think... What is there to gossip about? This is a young kid trying to help somebody else out.
It was almost 80 degrees recently and, you know, I could see... Like a Friday night. It was Friday last week. It was almost 80 degrees. And maybe these other neighbors are like, oh my gosh, this place just got packed. Everybody's driving through here, stopping to get lemonade. Yes, they're doing it for the good, but maybe, you know, maybe some of these neighbors are like, or maybe it's just one. Sometimes you hear like, oh, everybody's gossiping. It could just be that one.
And it really isn't everybody because everybody's busy worrying about their own lives and their own situation. Well, if there was a line this long for that lemonade stand, that tells me this is one of those really awesome lemonade stands that has different types of lemonade,
the good
even Kool-Aid,
the good stuff,
offering Rice Krispie treats and brownies,
offering
some options that maybe, just maybe, they should move the lemonade stand, not because of a gossipy, nosy neighbor who has nothing else going on in their life and wants to talk about everybody else, move it to a even more high traffic area.
Well,
get a permit. Maybe this is something you could do in front of a Pick and Save or a Metro Market.
You got to be careful.
Where you get more people that are coming and going to raise even more dollars and cents for the neighbor that's going through the cancer treatment.
That's not a bad idea.
So then the neighbor doesn't have to deal with the nonsense.
That's not a bad idea.
And the traffic. Because if there's a lot of traffic in a neighborhood that's not normally used to that, you want to make sure it's safe. As it gets nicer out, kids are going to be out on bikes. People are going to be out walking their dogs. Maybe move it to a high traffic area.
That's not a bad idea. You see the Girl Scout cookies are popping up everywhere, every grocery store. Grocery stores let them in there, so maybe you zip in there with some lemonade. Maybe a grocery store would even donate. Not saying they will, but maybe they'll donate a little bit of product for your good cause. You think he would? I'd be on board with that.
I would too. Don't,
Elizabeth,
don't
that's a
let,
good idea.
Don't let a neighbor tell you to shut this down when you're doing this for the good of another neighbor.
If you do shut it down in the neighborhood, then that neighbor wins, though. Now I'm thinking about it. You just mentioned that neighbor. So if you do move it to a grocery store or a high traffic area, then that neighbor goes, ha ha, good, get it out of here. See, I griped a little bit. I got all mad. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
You can't focus on that. If the goal is to raise money for the neighbor going through cancer, do whatever you can to raise that money. So you're just moving it to another higher traffic location.
Sure.
But don't shut it down for the grumpy neighbor. Grumpy neighbor's just going to have to deal with it.
If the grumpy neighbor
and grumpy
wins.
Neighbor, your other neighbor has cancer. If anybody has anything to sit here and get upset about, it'd be that neighbor.
Maybe grumpy
it's
neighbor
not you.
Should go over there, buy the kids out so they do shut it down. Say, here.
Even better.
I'm going to donate all this and you get out of here, but at least you're doing some good. Or even though you're grumpy, you did some good.
Or provide lemonade and a brownie and a Rice Krispie treat for free to that neighbor, saying, we're just trying to bring you some sunshine today.
I don't know if the brownie and the Rice Krispie treat is mentioned in this text roulette,
but
you're just kind of overselling over there.
This should be included in the lemonade stand because people will buy that. You could even make it where, okay, it's $25 for each of those snacks.
Sure.
$25 for the lemonade, but hey, $1, you get all three. Hey. Rice Krispie treat, lemonade.
Look at you.
And you get a brownie.
Man, you are
little
just
little entrepreneur
selling.
Over here.
Text roulette today. Kids started a lemonade stand on spring break to help an elderly neighbor. Recently lost her husband and is undergoing cancer treatment. Kids want to keep it going on nice days, but there might be a neighbor or two gossiping for them to shut it down because of all the traffic. Do they keep the peace, this parent, and say, all right, we're not going to have this lemonade stand? Or do you stand up for the kids and say, no, we're going to continue doing this in this neighborhood? 414-432-1099. Call or text with what you would tell this parent and how to deal with the neighbors that are kind of grumpy about this lemonade stand.
Help out this mixed parent that really just wants to keep the peace, it sounds like.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Missy's going to try and help out this parent who texted in for our text roulette. Their kid started a lemonade stand to help an elderly neighbor who recently lost her husband and is undergoing cancer treatments. However, there's a grumpy neighbor or two in the neighborhood that are kind of grumbling about them shutting it down. Missy, what do you think?
If it was my kids, I would tell them to keep going. And if there's a problem with these two neighbors, they can come to me to talk about it.
There you go.
You come here.
Now, have you ever set up a lemonade stand at all for your kids?
I have. And a couple of the neighbors did gripe about it. But after I told them exactly how it's going to be, they pretty much shut their mouth and went on their way.
Oh, you are the neighborhood ruler.
But what was the gripe and how did you know that they were upset?
So they actually came to my kids. I wasn't out there at the point, but... Uh-oh.
They went to the kids?
Oh, you got Mama Bear all flustered. Woo! Look out now.
Yeah. They went to my kids and told them to shut it down, that it's not anything that they're going to get any money about or, you know, or get any money at all.
What is wrong with these people?
And one of my kids came to me crying and I said, what's wrong? Because I was in the house. And she then told me, and I said, okay, which one was it?
So then
I went to the neighbor's door, and I said, if you have a problem with something here that my kids are doing, then you can come to me and not talk to my kids.
Okay, what was the neighbor's reaction?
They were kind of stunned because they didn't think I was more of a, you know, right away.
Or assertive, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So they were kind of stunned, and then... He told his wife, and then his wife came and talked to me later on at the evening and apologized for his behavior and that we will not have any more problems.
Whoa, wow. Yeah, you stood your ground, girl.
That is, I can't, look, you recognize that this neighbor, this guy, clearly had other things going on in his life and he wanted to just...
True.
You know, pick at your kids, and that's where he wanted to put his energy was into that. But you did the right thing to stand up for your kids and say what they're doing is a really good thing. They're learning about business. They're taking initiative. They're putting themselves out there.
Absolutely.
They're learning sales. They're learning customer service, people skills. And then it's probably the same neighbor that would love to complain. All these kids do is play video games. They're not outside.
Right, yeah. At least your kids are outside doing something good. And Missy, the next time you call the show, you need to call as Mama Bear Missy. And then we will know exactly who we're talking to.
Yes, Mama Bear Missy, for sure.
You got it. You got it.
Well, and thanks for helping out this mixed parent, too, that sent in the question to Text Roulette. And we're seeing other messages come in here. Missy, everybody's agreeing with you that this is not something to shut down completely because one neighbor is upset. But maybe if there is a traffic problem... Explore moving it to another location where it's easier to get around, and maybe it's in front of another neighbor's house where it's easier to get in and out and get the lemonade. And were your kids selling the brownies and the Rice Krispie treats too, like I was talking about, or was it just lemonade?
No, they did snacks with it too, and they you know, and it was actually more of a hit when they did more snacks.
Exactly,
with the lemonade
kids.
Too. But, I mean, another suggestion, if they were worried about traffic, why don't you ask your local PD department about it and ask them if, you know, maybe their volunteer or their first-year police officers just can come in throughout the day and just make sure that traffic isn't being a bothersome.
The parking attendant, or the auxiliary police can come over there and be like, okay, fine, what kind of direct traffic here? That's a great idea.
Yes, and you should see if the neighbor that's complaining wants to do it.
Well, that, not only that, but then in the same sense, the kids kind of feel safe, and so all the other traffic while they're waiting for the lemonade.
Mama Bear Missy, thanks for calling in and really giving us some perspective of
Absolutely. What
the situation could be like in the neighborhood and how to handle it. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys have a good day.
Have a better
one. Too.
Call us again.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And if you have a problem in your life, you want it some help with it, 414-432-1099 for Text Roulette.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.